Through the years, I have heard many smart people talk about what a great author Flannery O'Connor is. She is often described as the greatest American Catholic novelist of the last century. So a couple of years ago, I read one of her novels, and I didn't get it. I didn't understand it. And shortly after that, I mentioned this to Archbishop Jacobs, who has a doctorate in spirituality. And he says, yeah, I don't understand her either, which makes me feel a lot better. There's a true story told about Flannery O'Connor that goes like this. One of Flannery O'Connor's friends wrote to her complaining about a novel by a mutual friend. She said that one of the women in the book flies to religion after her husband rejects her. The other, after he dies, involves herself in religious works. It seems, she said, that it makes faith look like a haven for losers. And I'm always a bit troubled when people regard faith as chiefly a compensation. This is what Flannery O'Connor said to her. Perhaps she's right. But on the other hand, some kind of loss is usually necessary to turn the mind toward faith. If you're satisfied with what you've got, you hardly are going to look for anything better. Today begins the season of Advent, which is about longing for and needing a Savior. In the Gospel, Jesus points out the danger of being asleep, which is to be so comfortable that we have little felt need for God. In fact, I think that's one of the main reasons why our society has become so secular. It's because we've become so comfortable that we have little felt need for God. One of the many things I like about being a priest is that I'm often in contact with people who have an acute sense of a need for a Savior. The sick who long to be well. The lonely who long to be loved. Those weighed down by sin who long for forgiveness. The hungry who long to be fed. The addicted who long to be free. I'm often in contact with people who feel like they're not really living life, and people who simply long and wait to die. It does me a lot of good to be around people who have an acute sense of their need for a Savior. That is what we heard in the first reading from Isaiah, an acute sense of a need for a Savior. This was written toward the end of the Babylonian exile, which was a devastating experience for God's people. And I invite you to read this first reading again this week sometime and to feel it. To feel the emotion behind the reading. To feel this deep desire for God to break into this world and make things right. So Isaiah says, "Why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways? Return. Return for the sake of your servants. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and calm down, for you have hidden your face from us." You know, when I watch the news, or even more so when I look into my own heart, I feel like that sometimes. Isaiah expresses this longing for a Savior. God, if you would just simply come down, break into our lives, and make things right. It is here that we begin a new church year. It is here that we begin the season of Advent. You see, something is broken in all of us. For each person, in the church this morning, there's something that's not as it should be. And even more so, even worse than that, is the fact that we can't do anything about it. We are too weak to change it, to solve it, or to fix it. We can't do it. If we are honest, each one of us has parts of our life that's unsatisfying, or that's painful, or even ugly. And a common way that we have learned to deal with all of this is to distract ourselves with endless entertainment, to numb it with alcohol and drugs, to drown it out with non-stop activity. We will do almost anything to keep us from facing the reality of our life, the pain of our life. We'll do almost anything to avoid feeling the real feelings we have. Advent is a time to do something different, to sit in silence and darkness, which often scares us, and to bring all of that which is in our heart, just bring it before the Lord and await a Savior. We cannot fix the brokenness of our lives, but the Lord can, and He will if we give Him a chance. Flannery O'Connor said, "Some kind of loss is usually necessary to turn the mind toward faith. If you're satisfied with what you've already got, you're hardly going to look for anything better." You see, Christmas doesn't make much sense without Advent, because it is hardly good news for a Savior to be born for us if we don't realize that we need one.